Today is Thursday, the 25th of April, the Feast of St. Mark, in the fourth week of Eastertide.
I can make it through the day when you're with me on the way. In my heart and mind, you'll stay. I can make it through the night when I'm clinging to your light. You will make the darkness bright, for you are always, always with me. For you are always, always with me.
I Am Sun sings Always With Me.
In the calm and in the storm, when it seems I'm all alone, it's your hand I find to hold. In each hour of unrest, when it seems I've nothing left, you speak peace in every breath. For you are always, always with me. For you are always, always with me. In the morning, in the evening, when I'm waking, when I'm sleeping, when I'm arriving, when I'm leaving, you will have me in your keeping. Even from my mother's womb, never hidden from your view, I was always known to you. When I fade away in death, you will catch my final breath. You will take me to my rest.
Today's reading is from the first letter of Peter.
And all of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary the devil prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power for ever and ever. Amen.
God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Has this been your experience? Can you think of any time when you humbled yourself and found grace through that? Are there any situations you face now where you're tempted towards pride, or where you can see an invitation from God to clothe yourself in humility? As this passage is read again, listen to the promise of what the God of all grace will do for you.
And all of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary the devil prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen.
Cast all your anxiety on him, the scripture says, because he cares for you. What particular anxieties are troubling you now that you can place in God's hands? Why not do that now? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.